This teen was in the money.
You received a settlement of $25,000.
Yes, Your Honor.
When you were how old?
18.
Big mistake.
But now...
You decided to go and reconnect with your father.
He's strapped for cash.
What'd you do with the rest of the money?
When I'd gone to jail, I'd only had $10,000 left.
What did you do with the other money?
I spent it partying with my dad.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
19-year-old Tucker Leonard is suing his father, Ernest Leonard, for money owed for the sale of vehicles and lost wages.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 495 on the calendar, the matter of Leonard versus Leonard.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Let me see if I understand your case, Mr. Leonard. This is your father.
Yes.
And there was a time when you were in juvenile hall, when you were younger. Something happened there in juvenile hall that resulted in a lawsuit.
Yes, ma'am.
And as a result of that lawsuit, you received a settlement of $25,000.
Yes, Your Honor.
And they gave you that $25,000 when you were how old?
18.
Big mistake. And so when you were 18 and you got this $25,000, you were no longer in juvenile hall. So you decided to go and reconnect with your father.
Yes, Your Honor.
You went from one state to another. Your father lived where?
New Hampshire.
And you and your recently minted $25,000 went to New Hampshire.
Yes, ma'am.
Where you discussed, according to you, with your father, how best to spend that.
Yes.
Your father suggested that he had a friend, and his friend owned three vehicles. One vehicle was a car, plain old car. One was a flatbed truck. One was something that you could put together with a plow, and you could move snow and dirt. And what was the other one?
The fourth one was a F-350 parts truck.
And the fourth car was a piece of junk that you were going to use for parts to fix the other vehicles, right? Which were all non-functioning except for the car.
Yes.
The car was running.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
What kind of car was it?
That was a 98 Olds Cutlass. 97, not positive.
And his friend wanted to sell this for $4,000.
Yes, sir.
So you paid his friend $4,000 to get these four vehicles. But you only took possession of one, right?
Yes.
98 Oldsmobile.
Yes.
Because you're 18 years old and an idiot. And you promptly got yourself rearrested for something. What?
DWI.
And you were DWI in the car?
Yes, Your Honor.
Which crashed?
Yes, Your Honor.
And was totaled?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. So that takes care of that. And you went to jail for how long?
1 year.
Did you cause any injuries?
No. I hurt myself minorly, but nobody else.
And now, you went to jail, gone for a year. You come out, and you say to your father, where are my vehicles? Your father says, well, my friend told me I had to get the junk off his lot. And I took the three vehicles, and I fixed them up. Worked very hard to fix them up. And I sold them back to my friend for $1,500. So far, am I correct, Mr. Leonard?
Yes, ma'am.
So, now you're suing your father for $4,000.
Yes.
What's your theory? First of all, the only working vehicle that you had, Mr. Leonard, you totaled.
Yes.
Where does that come off the $4,000?
The F-350 parts truck wasn't actually junk. The body and everything was good.
No, I'm asking you about the 98 Oldsmobile that you got, that you used,
yes,
that you totaled.
The bill of sale on that was only $400, so the rest of the vehicles totaled just what I paid for them alone was $3,600.
Show me the bill of sale for that car was $400. Would you look up a 1998, please?
I actually do not have that bill of sale. I only have the receipt for all of them because they were all sold to them.
Right. So do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Could we just look that up, please?
1998
Olds Cutlass. So the only real working car you totaled.
Yes.
What arrangements did you make for the three cars? Let's talk about that part of responsibility. What arrangements did you make for the three cars when you went to jail for DUI?
The original agreement...
No, not... The original agreement was you were supposed to take them, fix them, and use them. Then you got busted and you went to jail for a year. Now you have three cars that you've paid for.
Yes.
Okay. What arrangements did you make for the cars? Evidence.
They were...
Evidence.
I don't have evidence on where they were supposed to go because it was my father. They were in his name. He said he was going to fix them. The deal was that if I paid for them, he was going to fix them and help me start the business. And he, my
grandparents... But you went to jail.
Yes.
And then he fixed them, and then he went to jail. When did you go to jail?
I just got out a week ago, Your Honor.
How long were you in?
2 years.
You were in 2 years? How old are you?
19.
So it doesn't make sense to me. You got your money when you were 18. You were in jail for 2 years. How could this have all come together? I don't understand. The time doesn't work. The time frame doesn't work. Not to me.
He wasn't in for 2 years because they gave him good behavior. He was in for almost 2 years.
Well, almost 2 years. Sir, you're 19.
Yes, next month I'll be 20.
Listen to me. You're 19. Next month you'll be 20.
Yes.
So let's go back. 2 years when you were 18.
Yes.
You got $25,000. Then you went to New Hampshire to your father. Then you made this truck deal. Then you went to jail for a year because you totaled one of the cars in a DUI. You went to jail for a year. While you were in jail, he went to jail?
Yes.
Is that what happened?
Yes, Your Honor.
So did you fix these cars and sell them back to your friend before or
before
after?
Before I went to jail, yes.
Before you went to jail. What's the car? What's the price?
$500.
Can I see it, please?
Sure.
Okay, was it a four-door sedan?
Yes, Your Honor.
So at auction, it would sell for $500. If it was in very good condition, it would be $600. The suggested retail is $2,000. A lending institution, I suppose, would give you $825, okay?
Okay.
That's what it says. What do you think your father owes you?
I think $5,000 due to the fact that I have...
Listen. I want you to stop daydreaming. Stop daydreaming. Good. You paid $4,000 for the cars. You totaled one of them. Let's say the value of that car. What's...
No. I'm going to be sick, and I'm...
We'll take a recess. Sit down.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What did you do with $21,000?
When I'd gone to jail, I'd only had $10,000 left.
What did you do with the other money?
I spent it partying with my dad.
Okay. That's why they don't give 18-year-olds money.
And later today...
It's your car. You want to keep it in good condition? Go buy a tarp for your car.
On their lot? Put...
Yes, it's your car. And if you want them to put it indoors to keep it out of the weather, put it in the contract.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Tucker Leonard says his father, Ernest Leonard, sold his vehicles while he was in jail.
Okay. Mr. Leonard, you paid $4,000. If I believe all of this, you paid $4,000. I assume you have some sort of a canceled check or something. No, you don't. What I do know is this. I know that you got something for your money. You destroyed the something that you had for your money. You made no arrangements for the three cars that were left.
Yes.
If I believe your father's story, what he's going to tell me is he took possession of the vehicles before he went to jail, did some work on them, and then sold them back for $1,500. You have any proof of that?
Yes, I do, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it.
That was when they were all originally bought. They were bought in my wife's name, and then...
No. I just want to see that you sold them for $1,500.
The last page there, Your Honor,
That's
is the receipts on where I sold them back.
What?
Can I speak?
About what?
About the case, about what's going on. Please?
First, who are you?
I'm his mom.
And?
And his ex-wife.
And?
And I've spoke to both of them in regards to the case.
And?
I know what's going on, and he bought the cars... We had arrangements. I made arrangements to move the cars after he was arrested. My brother owns a company that tows vehicles. My brother was going to go pick them up, but we couldn't move them because they were in his wife's name. He had him put them in his wife's name because they were He said that he had to because neither one of them had a license.
Sit down. You got to be more responsible. Certainly you can't profit by $1,500 for these cars. You were intending to give that $1,500 to your son, I assume.
Yes, Your Honor.
Right?
Yes, Your Honor.
Well, and that's what should happen. What'd you do with the rest of the money?
I used it to pay for things that I needed while in jail and for the bracelet and a place to live when I got out of jail to get back on my feet.
Okay. What did you need in jail that was more than a couple of $100?
Over the year, I needed to continue to buy, you know, I bought food and I bought, you know, deodorant and other hygiene supplies. You know.
We're not talking about $21,000.
No,
what did you do with $21,000?
When I'd gone to jail, I'd only had $10,000 left.
What did you do with the other money?
I spent it partying with my dad.
Okay. That's why they don't give 18-year-olds money. Where was your mother when you were doing all
in
this
Florida.
Stuff? Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. We're finished. Thank you.
Why does that excuse you? May step out.
It is what it is.
He lied to me and made me seem like, you know, he cared about me, and obviously that wasn't the case. He only wanted the money.
Yeah, I owed him some money, yes.
I hope he stays away from me.
Because we were both foolish about it and both going to jail.
He doesn't care about people, and so no, I won't give him another chance.
Money can be the root of all evil.
Money changes people.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Riley versus Saraceno Weiler. Step forward.
Melanie Riley is suing car lot owner Bob Saraceno and his friend Thomas Weiler for the return of money she paid for a Volkswagen.
Miss Riley, you wanted to purchase a car for your daughter?
Yes.
And she knew what kind of car she wanted. You found that car. It was on the defendant's lot.
Yes.
You went and looked at it, and the price of the car was what?
It was $6,500, but it wasn't marked.
And when did you agree to purchase the car for $6,500?
February 10th.
2/10, 2016.
Yes.
I gather from the paperwork you did not have all the money, so you asked them to purchase the car on layaway.
Yes, Your Honor.
Almost like a layaway, that they would keep the car on the lot where you saw it.
Yes.
And you would pay them so much towards the car, and they would give you the car once the car was totally paid off.
Yes.
Did you sign a contract with them?
Yes, I did.
I'd like to see the contract.
He did not put anything about our layaway.
Okay. So the total on the car was $7,200 with tax and tags, and you gave him a $200 deposit in February of 2016.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. And they were supposed to keep this car for how long?
It was never really stated. I told them I would pay it as soon as I could.
Right. Well, it's not stated in the contract. You understand that? It's not.
We have an additional deal she signed, ma'am. So
I'd like to see it.
Off in 90 days.
I'd like to see it.
That's not true.
Well, I'd just show it to me, and I'll take a look at it. Show that to her, please.
I also noticed, Your Honor, that she...
That's not my signature.
Okay.
That's false.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I've never heard of somebody buying a car, putting money down on it, and then paying it off and saying, I paid it off when I can, and then complaining that they don't like the fact that the property wasn't covered or wasn't taken indoors. Miss Riley, your claim is ridiculous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Melanie Riley says car lot owner Bob Saraceno and his friend Thomas Weiler conned her over the sale of a Volkswagen. The defendants are countersuing for the unpaid balance.
Okay. They were supposed to keep this car for how long?
It was never really stated.
We have an additional deal she signed, ma'am. So
I'd like to see it.
Off in 90 days.
I'd like to see it.
That's not true.
Well, I'd just show it to me, and I'll take a look at it. Show that to her, please.
That's not my signature.
Okay. When did you make your last payment to them?
It was in July.
So February, March, April, May, June, and July. So 6 months later. And how much had you paid them all together?
$2,800, Your Honor.
And your complaint says that the car was left outside, right?
Yes.
And the weather had gotten into it and some of the molding was off. And you no longer want the car and you want your money back.
Yes, Your Honor. It was damaged quite a lot.
Well, that's too bad. That's your fault.
How is it my fault? It was on their lot.
That's your fault. I don't know whether this is your signature or not, but for you to expect them to store your vehicle, you paid them less than half of what you agreed to pay for the car. They kept the car in good faith, expecting to get paid. I mean, it's reasonable if you buy the car on layaway. I mean, how long is your layaway? 2 years? Is it a year? Is it 6 months? Is it 9 months? You mean to tell me you think, you want me to believe that these businessmen entered into an agreement with you to pay off the car when you could? What if you couldn't pay it off in 4 years? Put your hand down. What if you couldn't pay it off in 4 years?
It would have never gone that long. My daughter had the money to pay it off in August.
What about 3 years?
It wasn't going. She had the money to pay it in August.
You're not getting your money back. They have a counterclaim, and their counterclaim is for specific performance of this contract. You're supposed to pay for this car. They held the car now for a year. They held the car for a year because they had an agreement with you. This is a sale agreement. This is a contract agreement. This contract doesn't say a time. You say this wasn't your signature. Let's say it wasn't your signature. So according to you, there was no time frame for you to pay off the car. However, you purchased it. You bought it.
It was supposed to be a layaway, and you keep products in layaway in good faith and in good condition.
Show me where it says that. Just as it doesn't say here, it's your car. You want to keep it in good condition? Go buy a tarp for your car.
On their lot?
Yes. Yes, it's your car. They can't sell it to somebody else. And if you want them to put your car indoors to keep it out of the weather, put it in the contract. Just as you put in, I will pay for it in 90 days.
I didn't write that. That isn't even my signature.
You're not getting your money back. I only have to determine whether I'm going to make you buy the car, because that's your agreement. She doesn't want to buy the car. Now the car's been sitting on your lot. It's a year older.
Mm-hmm.
You have her $2,800.
Well,
listen to me.
Okay.
You have her $2,800.
Okay.
You're business people. If you sold the car now, tell me what kind of car it is, and Bird will look up the Blue Book value.
It's a 2005 Volkswagen Bug convertible.
Would you look it up, please?
I have pictures, Your Honor, if you'd like to look at them.
I would.
I have pictures as well, and I have the booking.
He's going to look it up. Is this banged up? Is that what I'm seeing?
No, that's a reflection off another car.
Oh, okay. You have a price for me?
$49.25
and $2,800. You'll make money. You'll make money. Go sell it to somebody else. Otherwise, you would have lost money. Got it?
I understand, Your Honor.
Great.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. You've been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
Now, you can't expect them to hold property for a year. It's unreasonable. I can't tell whether that's your signature or not, but it's certainly unreasonable. I've never heard of somebody buying a car, putting money down on it, and then paying it off and saying, I paid it off when I can, and then complaining that they don't like the fact that the property wasn't covered or wasn't taken indoors. Miss Riley, your claim is ridiculous.
The paint was messed up. It was damaged.
Your claim is ridiculous. You don't get your deposit back. Their counterclaim is for specific performance of the contract in the amount of $45.43. And they've agreed, they understand that they could resell the car without further burdening you with specific performance. I think that you ought to do that. You'll be able to sell the car and you won't lose any money. Right? Great. Your case is dismissed. We're done.
Where's their excuse when they step out?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You haven't been able to collect child support from him for a while?
Correct.
And your family business pays you in cash?
Mm-hmm.
IRS.
Next Judge Judy.
I don't think that liars and cheats should get away with what they do.
I thought it was a fair decision.
They wanted to know when it was going to get paid off, and I said, as soon as I can, I'm working on it.
The agreement was when she got her income tax back, she was going to pay the car off in 90 days.
I honestly did think it was a different car.
I could agree that the sun had beat on the car, but there was no body damage to it or anything.
Don't trust anybody.
We offered her a cheaper car to help them out, and they refused.